Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is the Dr. Artis Show. Did you guys know this is National Healthy Skin Month? Well, I'm going to do a whole presentation here today on all the various most common skin conditions. If you know anybody or love anybody that has skin conditions, you should pay attention to this show. After the commercial break, we'll get into all of that. However, I hope you guys have had a great weekend. Hope you had a great week. I've actually been in Toronto, Canada. I've been in Washington State. I've been in Chicago at the Trinity Health Expo. Washington State at the Great Awakening, Northwest Awakening event there with Mike Terry and others. I'd like to thank all those organizations for having us there. If you're able to tune into those events, that was phenomenal. If not, go back and actually find those. Anyway, I hope you guys are all blessed, and I hope you're having a great week. And let's see if we can bring some answers, excitement, reality, and hope to those struggling with skin conditions in National Skin Health Month. We'll be right back after these messages. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Artis. This is the Dr. Artis Show. We're so excited to have you here. Like I mentioned before the break, we are today doing a presentation on National Healthy Skin Month. Did you know it was National Healthy Skin Month? I didn't either. All right. So what we did is put together a presentation showcasing the most common skin conditions that Americans deal with. And before I even get into that, did you know that skin disorders only represent 1.7% of all medical conditions and diseases worldwide? Can you believe that? Skin conditions only represent 1.7% of the whole world's medical diagnoses and conditions. Do you know what I find staggering? One out of every four Americans have a skin disorder. I don't know if you guys know how to do the math, but one in four is 25%. So 25% of all United States citizens born in this illustrious country, the least healthy country in the world, by the way, has 25% of our citizens with a medically diagnosed skin disorder. So this represents 25% of the people in America. There's 330 million supposed Americans right now. And if that is true, that would mean there's about 80 million skin disorders in this country, individuals struggling with that. All right. So if you don't have skin disorders, you better pay attention to the show because you got to go share it with other people, because we're going to give you some really cool suggestions, I believe, and real hope in relationship to these disorders. So this 22-minute segment is being brought to you by MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, put in the promo code or discount code DOCTOR, D-O-C-T-O-R, at checkout. It's becoming the holiday periods. It's fall. Go get some blankets, pillows, mattress toppers, you name it. Go to MyPillow.com, get those, and use the discount code DOCTOR, D-O-C-T-O-R, at checkout. You'll get additional savings for these gifts you're looking to buy. And they have everything, slippers, towels. My favorite thing to use from them is towels. I use them every single day. I love them. All right. And then also BrideOnStore.com, Mike Adams' platform. Use the same discount code, D-O-C-T-O-R, at checkout at BrideOnStore.com. And then also GraithCare.com. Just have to share with you is a pretty phenomenal testimonial that was given to me this week by Priscilla Romans, the CEO of GraithCare. I do AAA consults, which stands for Artist Advocacy Advice. Each week I do about four video consults where I read through the medical histories, intake forms, and medical diagnoses and medical histories. And then I give my recommendations for a 3 to 6 month action plan of how to restore your health. Well, this week we got an incredible testimonial back within just 3 or 4 months of my actual video consult. There was a husband who was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis. This is cartilage and hardening of their lungs that, per the medical profession, states these individuals have to have a lung transplant eventually. There is no cure. Even with medical scans and tests, their medical doctors have confirmed, their pulmonologists have confirmed, his pulmonary fibrosis has been completely reversed. He's been cured. And it is a miraculous event for the family. The CEO, Priscilla Romans of GraithCare.com, was super excited to share that back with me. As these reports keep coming in of the amazing successes and miracles that are coming, it reinforces the miraculous healing ability of the immune system, which God gave us. God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and he put all that knowingness and knowledge into our bodies he created, and they self-govern. They actually know how to heal themselves. You just got to get out of the way. Get the crap out of the body. Get the crap out of your environment. Get the crap that you're eating out of your diet and watch the body heal. If you haven't been convinced yet that if we're being lied to medically all around the world, you soon will be, most likely. That's all right. All right. So those are the sponsors for this segment. It's time to get into my presentation. All right. So I hope you didn't just eat some of these pictures. This is going to be like a pop-up picture book presentation. And as I go through each of these most common, there's 30 of them, most common skin disorders, I'm going to show the names and I'm going to show images of what they look like. While they're on the screen, I'm going to talk you through what I would do to actually reverse those conditions and start healing from those conditions. If there's any of these that I know an answer, I would tell you what I would do anyway, just to start the process to see if we can make improvements. To Have Healthy Skin by Dr. Brian Artis. All right. What you see on the screen is a baby and a grown man, and they have a skin condition called seborrheic dermatitis. Poor baby, obviously, and this poor guy. All right. Seborrheic dermatitis. What do we know about seborrheic dermatitis? We know it looks like that. We also know it's considered an autoimmune disease. And I know they even say they're not sure there's a cure for this, nor do they know what causes it. Now, I will just speak to this. If a person, now just so you know, I'm going to go through 30 skin diseases. You are going to hear very similar recommendations for many of them. That's because the skin can only have so many symptoms. There's not a billion different things that can go wrong with the skin. There's only so many things. It can get sweaty. It can create a blister. It can actually burn. It can actually create a rash, dryness, ooze, sebum, acne. I mean, there's only so many things it can do, right? Red pustules, scaly blisters. I mean, there's only so many things it can do. So a lot of these look identical, actually, when you look at these diseases. And I find it amazing that medical doctors can actually come up with a diagnosis to differentiate some of these. All right. So if I had a loved one who had any of these conditions, 100%, I already know they have candida overgrowth in their bowels. Candida is a type of fungus. What would I recommend for these individuals? Even the baby, just, you know, the baby, that is a little bitty baby. That baby's either drinking formula or breastfeeding. In any regard, if that baby's on dairy, whey, formula, you need to get it off of it. If the baby's on soy, you got to take them off of it. It needs to be a vegetable-based, pea-based, basically, PEA-based protein powder source for this kid, or protein formula. If the mother's breastfeeding and this kid's got this condition, the baby's getting it from the mom. I cannot tell you, almost every skin condition inside of a baby is actually caused by the infection being spread from the mom through her breast milk into the baby or out of her sweat glands to the baby. And that includes some of the things you're going to see here. If you or anyone you know struggles with dermatitis of any kind, they most likely have a underlying yeast infection that is systemic, meaning it's in their bowels and all over their body. And it's coming out through their skin, forming a rash. The skin is the largest detoxing organ in the body. The body sweats out infections and poisons and toxins, and you get rashes as a result. You also get blisters as a result. You get all kinds of stuff. So if a loved one of yours has seborrheic dermatitis, I would first ask you to do a parasite test for each of these. If it's a baby, you're gonna do a test on the mom and the dad. TheDrArtistShow.com, pull up the parasite test kit, order it, use the discount code for 10% off. Capital A, capital RDIS, it's all capitals, my last name, ARDIS, the number 10, exclamation point, at checkout. You'll get 10% off of that $286 kit. There's no reason why you shouldn't do it. And there are lots of babies who have symptoms like this that when I actually just treat the mom and don't even treat the baby clears up. And I'm not joking. I never even treated the babies. And oftentimes they would clear up completely. So individuals with this, I would do the parasite test kit. It's going to tell you, do you have parasites, bacteria, or yeast? And if you do have any of those, they're going to tell you in the report how to clean them up and get them out of your body. There's a parasite treatment kit at thedrartistshow.com. Also, if any of those things come back positive, parasites, bacteria, yeast, in any of these scenarios, you have the treatment. The treatment is the Freedom Cleanse Restore 3 Combo Kit Supplement Kit at thedrartistshow.com. All right, let's go to the next condition. That's what I would do first. Also, these individuals need to get off of all candida. You should stop drinking alcohol. Mom, dad, this guy, anybody with dermatitis, you need to be off of alcohol of all kinds. Why? There's yeast in beer, yeast in wines. Alcohol converts to sugar. Sugar feeds yeast. You should be off of alcohol. What about dietary wise? Diets, you absolutely should restrict all sugar intake. You also should get dairy out of your life completely. If a mom is breastfeeding a baby and has these conditions, you should not be drinking milk. These are recommendations. Real simply, do the parasite test kit, do the parasite treatment kit, and you need to live an anti-candida diet. Go online, download an anti-candida diet, Dr. Harris doesn't have to do everything for everybody. Go download an anti-candida diet, print it out, follow it, and you will see miraculous results if you follow those recommendations. The healing is actually up to you and only to you. This is rosacea. Typically, it's just red blotches on the face. That also looks very similar to another condition called lupus. In fact, anybody diagnosed with rosacea, does not have to look this extensive as you see on the screen. It can be little red circles on the cheeks that eventually will become like this. These two conditions actually have the same cause. So rosacea has a cause, even though the medical profession right now says there is no known cause for rosacea. There is 100% a cause for rosacea and a cure for rosacea. They just don't tell you. And by cure, I mean you fix it and it goes away for good. You don't have to keep taking something. A cure is you treat the problem, problem goes away. It doesn't return unless the same problem comes back. All right, so I'm going to show you the next skin condition. This is lupus. I just want you to see how similar rosacea and lupus looks. And the reason why I want you to see this, in lupus, they call this a butterfly rash. In rosacea, they just call it red cheeks, a red forehead, red facial expressions. Okay, these are very similar. Very similar, in fact. In fact, rosacea, 100% of the time, anybody you know or love who has rosacea, they have lupus. They just don't know it yet. Rosacea is the precursor. The redness on the cheeks is a precursor to the worse butterfly rash that will show up later on in their life. Anybody who's being treated for rosacea, your dermatologist is completely covering up your future lupus diagnosis. Lupus is a systemic autoimmune disease. Rosacea is not considered to be so. They are both caused by the same thing. Lupus even extends to rashes all over the body like this. So you'll see lupus rash on the hands, lupus rash on the body, lupus rash all over the body. Actually, it could be anywhere. These are what you experience with rosacea and lupus. Rosacea and lupus are caused by the same thing. They have an infection inside of their spleens. 100% of these people do. The spleen is the largest lymph node in your body. It sits on the left side underneath your ribs, right underneath your heart, and right underneath your diaphragm. The spleen is responsible for detoxing parasites, toxins, breaking down red blood cells so that as your bone marrow replaces your body with new ones, you have new ones. The spleen has a huge job, and when there is a parasite living in the spleen, you have rosacea and you have lupus. So what do I do for these guys? Anybody with lupus or rosacea, you need to do a parasite stool test at thedrartisshow.com. Order it. Use the discount code capital ARDIS 10 exclamation point. Saves 10% off. When you get your reports back, within 1 week of submitting your stool sample, you'll get the parasite test results. In the second and third week, you get the bacteria and yeast results. When all of those come in, total of 3 weeks after submission, you're going to know exactly what's in your body causing your rosacea and your lupus. In the report, it's going to tell you where you're being exposed to of those bugs, either parasites, bacteria, or yeast, and then you will know and how to take actions to prevent continuing to be exposed to these bugs. Because if you have, for example, bacteria causing your rosacea and lupus, or parasites, or yeast, it doesn't matter, when you clear them up and get them out of your life and out of your body and all your symptoms disappear, a year from now, you could go back to eating the way you were before and introduce those things right back into your body and develop lupus or rosacea again. And yes, you cured yourself once, you got it again. This isn't a remission. You actually fixed the problem. If you do not know where you're getting exposed to it from and you get the symptoms again later, it's because you ignored the fact that you never learned where you're getting it from in the first place. This is why the parasite test kit at the Dr. Artist Show is so vital. Do the test. It will tell you where you're being exposed to what bacteria, yeast, most likely parasite in the form of rosacea and lupus symptoms. And when you get the test results back, buy the Freedom Cleanse Restore test kit, the parasite treatment kit at thedrartisshow.com. Use the same discount code, capitals ARDIS, 10 exclamation point, save 10% off. You need to do that for 30 days. After 30 days, you're going to stop taking the supplements, and then you are going to do a break for 2 weeks, and then you're going to redo the test, the stool sample test, to see did all the bugs go away. You're going to see mass improvements in your overall skin anyway in the meantime. Also, lupus rosacea patients, you need to be on an anti-candida also diet. Why? Parasites, bacteria, and yeast all live off of sugar. So stop feeding them the sugar and they will die off. It's about as simple as it gets. All right. Psoriasis. This poor baby on the right breaks my heart seeing that. You'll see psoriasis plaques. They typically have scaling on the body. like the gray silvery scales you see on the left elbow there in the image. That's on a baby. This is other examples of psoriasis. You'll see it all over the scalp on this one individual and then all over the back on the right. Now, I want to speak to this because this is a big deal, psoriasis and eczema. I am 100% convinced that glyphosate, which actually mimics all of the actions of venoms and the use of venoms worldwide for medications and vaccines, I am convinced they are creating psoriasis with those venoms. And with glyphosate, glyphosate is and operates just like synthetic venom. So it has the same biological action on the body. So as we eat it, consume it, get it in our body, shower in it, because it's in our water systems, or if we've ever been vaccinated or used drugs made from venoms, you will get psoriasis as a result. So I have a couple recommendations for psoriasis. Psoriasis, absolutely. I have cleared people's psoriasis on their body physically by just having them put ivermectin right on the rashes topically every day for months, and they all clear up. So we know there's a parasitic connection also. However, ivermectin also works on venoms. It is not as powerful as nicotine is, but it does have the same action on nicotine receptors that venoms and glyphosate does. So this could be implicated in why it works. So with psoriasis patients, I would recommend this also. In my practice for 20 years, I found most psoriasis patients were actually caused by parasitic infections and candida or yeast. So as you heard already, just so you know, I had a patient one time who had their body was exactly covered head to toe with the rashes you see on the right, that right image. It was a young teenage girl, had it all over her body. It took 2 months to clear it all up. We put her on an anti-candida diet. I gave her a soap called Defense Soap to use every day and shower in. It's a tea tree oil based soap. I'd have her wash her body with it, lather with it, and then stand in the shower for 10 minutes before rinsing off the soap. Had her do this twice a day, had her remove sugar from her diet and breads, because breads was the only place she was getting fungus from. And within 2 months, her entire body was cleared. I did treat her for the antifungal stuff, and I'll tell you what I would use if I were you. But for psoriasis patients, I would absolutely do the parasite test kit, get the parasite treatment kit. When anything comes back positive, you need to be on an anti-candida diet. If it comes back positive for fungus, you have yeast outbreak causing your psoriasis, you need to get a product called BioPurity Extract. Go to BioPurity Extract. Just look it up online. Google it, BioPurity Extract, and it'll pull up. It's a little green bottle liquid. You're going to take 8 to 10 drops every day, twice a day. I would put it in an empty vegetable capsule and take that twice a day. 8 to 10 ounces in an empty vegetable capsule. Swallow it twice a day on top of doing your anti-candida diet and your Freedom Cleanse Restore treatment kit. And you should see miraculous results with your psoriasis. Oh, and just so you know, I've met people who've cured psoriasis. And the next thing we're going to show eczema just using ivermectin, actually. All right, here's eczema. Eczema in kids. Oh, I hate this stuff. Eczema in adults. All right, so eczema is very common in children. Just so you know, this is 100% implicated by two things, vaccines in children. And number two, by far, absolutely, it's caused by yeast infections that the mom carries and the baby got in utero, most likely. Candida and yeast are a huge issue. So this is eczema on the hands. It's just extremely dry skin. And then on the ankles, you see there too, this is on the face of some children. It's just horrible and sad to see. If a mom has a baby with eczema and you are breastfeeding that kid, you have candida. You have got to clean up your diet. You have to kill off the candida. Go on an antifungal or anti-candida diet. You need to take the BioPurity product, 8 to 10 drops twice a day in an empty capsule. And you need to take it every single day. You need to also use Defense Soap, I would suggest, which is a tea tree oil-based soap, and wash you and your baby's body every day with it. You've got to get the candida and yeast out of their bodies. Secondly, look at the diet of the mom and the babies. Look at their formulas. Look at the mom. If the mom or the baby are consuming foods that have corn, wheat, soy, or dairy, these four foods are the most common allergy-creating foods to lead to eczema in kids. You can do what's called a food allergy elimination diet. Just look it up how you do it. You remove one of these food items for 2 weeks, see if any improvements happen. If they don't, that's not the food. You go to the next food and eliminate that one from your diet. So if you first pick corn for the first 2 weeks, there's no improvement in your eczema or your baby's eczema, then it's not corn. If after 2 weeks, though, you see massive improvements in their eczema, you know it's corn. If you see it improve like 50%, Good. Now pick another food and remove corn and dairy, for example. And if corn and dairy after 4 weeks eliminates 100% of the eczema, why would you even look for the third and fourth food? Just keep those two out of the diet and watch your baby's health improve. By far, yeast, sugar, candies, Pop-Tarts, candies, donuts, sugars, sodas are super implicated in all eczema. We're going to actually have to take a break. We'll be right back after this commercial break. We've got many more skin conditions to show you here and what my solutions would be for those. We will be right back after these messages. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is the Dr. Artis Show, continuing our National Healthy Skin Month presentation. Hope you enjoyed it so far. All right. The actual sponsors for this segment are KirkElliottPhD.com. You know, they're trying to steal your money. You might as well try to preserve some of that stuff. Get into precious metals like my wife and I have. Go to KirkElliottPhD.com. Tell them Dr. Artis sent you, or go to KirkElliottPhD.com/artis, and they'll help you out. And then also GrowMaxWaterHydro.com is a water filtering company. Discount code ARDIS, A-R-D-I-S, will save you 10% off, or try the doctor code if you want to, 10% off. I actually have those filters here for our plants and our water, for watering our gardens, our flower gardens that we have in our backyard. Couldn't be more grateful for the filters that they sent us. And you can benefit from that too, removing glyphosate, chlorine, fluoride, venoms from your water, DNA plasmids. Get that crap out of your water and buy that. All right. And then number three is Hydro Shots. Hydro Shot, go to h2bev.com. This is a nitric oxide, hydrogen infused product that I drink every day. Me and my wife, one every day. It gives us 8 hours of energy and oxygenation to our brain so we can focus and keep researching and bring you this information you need to keep you safe from these medical tyrants. All right. And then the final one will be, let's do healingfortheages.com. Man, if you guys didn't get it yet, you better go to healingfortheages.com. Put in my last name, A-R-D-I-S. You'll save $50 off the $199 value. There's so much work there that we did. And for all the skin conditions I'm showing you right now, you need to start with detoxing and dietary principles to fix all skin conditions. All right. So let's continue our presentation here. We've wrapped up with eczema in the last one, and now we're going to continue, and now we're going to be into vitiligo. All right, so vitiligo, you guys have seen. Vitiligo is losing the ability to produce melanin. Melanin is a hormone that provides pigment to our hair and to our nails and to our skin. So people that lose the ability to make melanin, you lose the pigment in your skin. As you see in the Caucasian guy there, he's losing his skin. It's not as obvious in the African-American person just because of the contrast of darker skin to the white loss of pigment. But all of us have seen people with vitiligo. Just so you know, the fact that all of us have seen people with vitiligo tells you this is not an accident. 100%, I am confident they are creating this problem. What do I think they're doing it with? I don't know if you know this. Did you know glyphosate is proven to destroy melanin? Did you know that it stops melanin genesis, which is the production of melanin in the body? Did you know glyphosate does that? So if you have vitiligo and you want to hopefully try to stop it, reverse it, first thing you have to do is get on an organic diet and get glyphosate out of your body. All right. So what would I recommend for these individuals? Glyphosate mimics venoms. I would actually say get on an all organic diet right now, and then also start taking EDTA. You can either get our EDTA to start neutralizing the effects of glyphosate on your cells, including the melanin-producing cells called melanocytes, or you can use Foreign Protein Cleanse also. Foreign Protein Cleanse is a product we have at thedrartishow.com that actually helps to negate, neutralize, and reverse the protein they call glyphosate. That's what I would do with vitiligo. And I really can only say that because there's not a whole lot else that I have identified yet that would be the underlying cause of vitiligo, but at least now I can show you confidently and tell you they have done studies with glyphosate. They know it destroys your cells' manufacturing of melanin. The only thing people are losing that develop vitiligo is their ability to make melanin. So guess what to get out of your body? You need to get on. Oh, there is another thing. Glyphosate creates this scenario. Taurine is required. T-A-U-R-I-N-E. Glyphosate destroys that. Taurine you need. You need to get on an all organic diet, then go to the Dr. Artis Show and get the taurine supplement we have there for you. I want to make sure I get through all of these. This is acne. Acne. All right. So I created an all natural skincare line called the Artis Labs Clear Skin Complex. before COVID ever started. So I actually created a supplement called the Clear Skin Complex. It's a combination of herbs, minerals, and vitamins from around the world, plant-based extracts that are proven to reverse the hormones that cause acne. So you have what are called androgens. These are hormones like testosterone and others, hormones that rise to high levels, and they make your skin produce sebum, oil that creates acne. Well, if you want to reduce that, just feed the body what it's deficient in, and you won't get excess of these hormones, and you will clear up acne. And this is a phenomenal product, by the way. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you have acne of any kind, pimples, zits, anywhere on your body, use the Artist Labs Clear Skin Complex supplement, 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening. You'll see that stuff clear up in no time. I also have a combination kit of an all-natural cleanser and an all-natural moisturizer cream that is specifically to help eliminate the causes of acne and pimples and zits. And they're all natural, no toxins, no endocrine disruptors, no cancer-causing chemicals in those products. But this is acne. You've got to heal acne from the inside out. Also, acne is fed by dairy, sugar, and soy foods. So eliminate those and get those out of your diet. You'll do great. Everybody trying to clear up acne, you should be on an anti-candida diet. Why? It's robbing your body of sugar in those diets. Anti-candida diet, along with the Artist Labs Clear Skin Complex, Artist Labs Clear Skin Cleanser, and Artist Labs Clear Skin Moisturizer. That's what I would use if I was you. It can be used all over the face, all over the body. Acne not only affects the faces, just so y'all know, this affects 600 million people worldwide every year. Acne affects 600 million people worldwide. That's 9% of the whole world's population. It's a lot of people. Here's acne on the body. It can happen at any age. It doesn't matter. In fact, it's becoming more common in the 30s and 40s for women after giving children, after their children bearing years. They have hormone imbalance too. You need to get on Dr. Artis's Clear Skin Complex supplement at a minimum. That's what I would recommend. One other thing. Copper also helps. So bioactive copper from globalhealing.com. Go get it. This is hives. If you or a loved one has hives, you either have allergies you're reacting to, food or environmental ones, or something you're putting on your skin. You got to figure out what that crap is. Is it a soap, shampoo, a lotion? Is it the water in your home? Is it a food you're eating? With hives, it's almost always an allergy response. And then it also can be parasites, fungus, and bacteria. I would 100% of the time, if anybody's struggling with hives that come and go, you need to do the stool test. Go to the Dr. Artis Show, buy the parasite test kit, and get the stool sample submitted. It'll come back and tell you exactly what you have. If you have something, great. It'll tell you how to fix it. Freedom Cleanse Restore, that supplement kit, you're going to buy that. Take it for 3 months to clear it up. Also, you're going to avoid the things that they tell you in that report. Are the ways in which you're contracting the bug you have in your body, leading to your hives. And then also with a dietary recommendation, you need to start eating all organic vegetables, fruits, and nuts, specifically organic vegetable fruits and nuts. And you need to, I would recommend also getting the BioPurity extract supplement. But if this is coming and going, there's usually a food you're eating that's exacerbating it. So a food allergy elimination diet, I would also recommend in your case. Remember, you pick one of the four foods, read on it online how to do it. Wheat, corn, soy, and dairy are the four most common foods that cause hives. Start eliminating one of those completely from your diet for 2 weeks. Pick dairy. If you know you eat a lot of dairy, just pick dairy. Don't eat any ice cream, cheese, yogurt, milk, you name it. And see if in the 2 weeks you see your hives improve. If they don't come back at all, you know it's the milk. Keep eating the other foods. You're fine for hives anyway. All right. So that's what I would recommend there. Now, this is fungal nail infections. If you've ever seen these. All right. So fungus is caused by fungus. If you have fungal nail infections and you're just treating your nail, you are wasting your time and your money. Even if it clears it up, the fungus is actually coming out through the nails and out of your skin. This fungus is all around your body and your bloodstream. And gravity is carrying it to your toenails. Gravity is carrying it to the end of your arms, which is your fingernails. And the fungus is growing up underneath your nails. What are you going to do for this? You're going to do an anti-candida diet, 100%. You're going to avoid alcohol. You're going to avoid sugar. You're going to avoid bread. You're going to avoid mushrooms. I recommend that because it's a fungus. Just get all fungus out of your diet and do it for 2 months. You're going to see massive improvements in your nails. Remember, the toenail grows slower, so it might take a little longer to see it come out of there. But if you seriously are putting something on your toenail, there's a reason why it's never clearing up. The candida is in your body, the whole body, and you're eating it typically. Yeast is found in bread. Yeast is found in beer. Yeast is found in wine. Yeast is found in every baked good you can think of. You need to get on an anti-candida diet. I would recommend you take biopurity extract as well to kill off the fungus. And there's a great product from globalhealing.com called Mycozil, M-Y-C-O-Z-I-L, that is specific for candida. I would take that supplement also. It would not hurt also if you've got this expression of the skin with a fungus. It's systemic. And I would then recommend also, if you know or have anybody you love who has this scenario, they need to do a liver detox. Go to globalhealing.com and do their liver detox. It's phenomenal, easy. Do it for two cycles at least, two 28-day cycles. You're going to see all this clear up while you're adding the other things I mentioned, biopurity and doing your anti-candida diet. Very, very important. This is not a topical problem. It is an internal problem. Go fix it. All right, here's warts. Warts, they say, are actually caused by the human papillomavirus. Did you know that? That's what they say. It is actually triggered by viruses, supposedly. Well, if you've learned anything from me, if you've got warts, first thing I would do is purchase my foreign protein cleanse. I would get a Band-Aid. I'd put a drop of that on I'd shake it up, put one drop on the middle of a round Band-Aid and stick it right on the wart and wear it all night long while you're sleeping. I would also, during the day, I would take EDTA, take the liquid EDTA, squirt it out, then put it on your body. Then I would take it orally. Why? These are antiviral. All right, so that's what I would do. And then also there are certain oils like clove oil, lemon oil. It's probably hard to use lemon oil on there without cutting it, like with another oil. But you can use other oils like peppermint, clove, and oregano. What's another good one for warts that you could use topically? And what I used to do in practice is just tell people to put those essential oils on the bandage, stick it on the wart. But if you apply this every day to these warts, it should make those things go away. Also, just so you know, don't forget, inside your skin are nicotine receptors. So it's not a bad idea to actually put nicotine patches on these either. That's what I would do in a heartbeat. All right, so that's topical for warts. Those are the things I would recommend. You're just going to do that every day until you see that clear up. These are cold sores. Cold sores are caused by a herpes simplex virus, another virus. And so what do we do for cold sores? Well, there's a few things. There are herbs like lemon balm called Melissa officinalis. It has incredible studies confirming it can completely clear cold sores in just a matter of day or two, actually. All right, so there's a few things. So glycyrrhizin acid out of licorice root is a great substance. I will just tell you, these substances, both of them I just mentioned, are in my foreign protein cleanse. I would actually take two capfuls of that every day if I had a cold sore. I don't have one, but that's what I would do if I had one. If I had one, that's what I would do. In order to prevent it, I would do one capful every day just to keep them from ever coming back. Also, the EDTA, I have the liquid version. It is out of stock right now. It will be back in stock. But put one ml of that underneath the tongue and swallow it with water each day. It is also antiviral. You can actually take it and squeeze out one drop of that, apply it to your cold sore. It would be miraculous, I'm assuming, and would expect. But cold sores are easy to have. The stuff in foreign protein cleanse, I've already created other creams to actually treat cold sores with those ingredients, and it works beautifully. So you could take the foreign protein cleanse, just take a drop of it and just put it on your lip, put it on a Q-tip, swab it on the cold sore. It'll probably negate the whole thing in no time, especially if you start to feel the tingling and then apply it to your lip. And EDTA also, you should see a huge improvement. So that is cold sores. Let's go to the next one. Candidiasis. Candidiasis. I don't know if you know this, but candida is fungus. So if someone sticks out their tongue and you see a yellow coating, they have candida, they have fungus. I've already talked about candida in this actual presentation. This is caused by overall systemic fungus. You're eating too much fungus. You're eating breads too often. You're eating beer, drinking wine. Those all have yeast in them. Or you're drinking too many sodas. It doesn't matter. You're getting yeast inside your body. You got to get it out. You need to be on an anti-candida diet if you have candidiasis. You need to be on biopurity to kill it off and wipe it out. The foreign protein cleanse is not a bad idea, but it's not specific for candida. It's specific for every kind of infection. But you need to get on an anti-candida diet. I cannot say enough. If someone has this systemic of a candida, you need to do a liver detox, do the liver cleanse. It's easy. Athlete's foot, also caused by fungus. You just need to do the same thing. Athlete's foot will actually be killed if you actually put a few drops of food grade hydrogen peroxide in water and soak your feet in it for 30 minutes twice a day or once a day. You'll kill off all of this fungus in no time. But you should be on an anti-candida diet using the biopurity. Do a liver detox cleanse because you have systemic candida in your body. It's just gravity's carrying it down to your feet. Also, you can get it from showers or bathtubs standing there where other people had the fungus on the floor. The stuff is contagious. All funguses and bacteria are contagious. Athlete's foot, hydrogen peroxide. You can put, I've actually done this before with my own feet, not with athlete's foot, but other stuff. You can put food grade hydrogen peroxide, pour like a cup. No, not a cup. Do half a cup into a bowl that you can put your feet inside of. Fill it up with filtered water. Pour the actual hydrogen peroxide in there, half a cup, and then just stick your feet in there and let it soak. You're going to watch the bubbles come up to the top as hydrogen peroxide kills all the fungus on your toes and feet, causing athlete's foot. All right, now let's get into some cancers. This is basal cell carcinoma. This is what it looks like. I'm going to go through each of these because I'm not going to talk about each one individually. I'm going to talk about a summary of these when I get done. Here's basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, skin cancers. Here's melanoma. Melanoma, typically you'll see a mole as the mole expands or starts to fade in color, or the color starts to distend into the other tissues, is when they tell you to be concerned. It could be cancer spreading. I'm going to talk about both of these at once. Don't shoot the messenger. But did you know all skin cancers are caused by venoms also? Did you know that since 1962, a guy named Dr. Stanley Cohen figured out that venom on the skin of a human or mammal will cause cancer? Yeah, glyphosate, I just told you, mimics the actions of all venoms. In fact, I think it is synthetic venom that acts just like real venom. It's just synthetic. They manufactured it in a lab, but it has the exact same actions on everything living as real venom. All right, so glyphosate is in all of our water supply. It's also in the food we're eating. We know that venoms cause cancer. Since 1956 and 1962, the guy that figured it out that venoms cause cancer, he actually got awarded a Nobel Prize in 1986 for figuring that out. Now, this is important. Basal cell carcinomas, squamous cell carcinomas, typically melanomas. You'll find these on older individuals. Typically, yes, I know there's exceptions. Most of these people are elderly that have these. Now, my problem with that is these people typically are also on high blood pressure medication like lisinopril, something ending with pril. If you're on an ACE inhibitor, that's also made from snake venom. You need to get off that crap. Venom causes all kinds of epidermal cancers. Your skin is called epidermis. This is cancers on the skin. All right, so what are you going to do about these? Even if you already have them, you're going to get an all-organic diet from now on. Stop eating glyphosate-laced foods and plants and start eating plants and vegetables that are organic. Then you need to start getting on EDTA. If you have cancer, you need to get on EDTA. If you have these kinds of cancers, I also would recommend personally putting EDTA on it topically and seeing how it reacts. If you listen to Dr. Ed Group, he talks about urotherapy. Urokinase in urine is also anti-cancer. You could take some of your own urine, put it on there topically. You don't have to drink it. Put it on these things topically several times a day. You could do that stuff. These are just recommendations. But when you get to cancer diagnosis on the skin, it doesn't matter what these are. If you see anything like this on yourself, see any changes in a mole on your body, I would recommend Amazon Black Salve, S-A-L-V-E. Amazon Black Salve. No, this is not from the website Amazon. This is from South America, Amazon. But look up online, Amazon Black Salve. People diagnosed with these melanomas, carcinomas, it doesn't matter. You put this Black Salve stuff on the skin, this substance from nature will actually start separating the cancerous tissue from your healthy skin tissue. You do that several times over a couple of days, the entire cancer just falls out of the skin. And I'm not joking. Like that basal cell carcinoma you're seeing on the screen on the left, that whole thing will just fall out like a quarter in just a couple of days. Go watch the videos on YouTube of people using Amazon Black Salve to watch how these people reverse their skin cancers. It's really phenomenal. All right, so glyphosate causes cancers. Glyphosate's in our water. You should be in a water filtration. You should put a water filtration system on your home to filter out all these crap that they're putting in our water to try to reduce our exposure to these types of venom type machinery poisons. And an anti-candida diet would be beautiful, obviously. Here's carbuncles. Carbuncles. Phew. Man, if I had a carbuncle, I'd want to make sure that I was doing the parasite test kit, find out what's in the body creating these. I know that would take a couple of weeks. But otherwise, these look red hot. There's an infection under the skin. You need to do high dose vitamin C. I would recommend copper, 2 to 3 milligrams in this case from Bioactive Copper at globalhealing.com. And then my foreign protein cleanse. And I would not be shying away from putting EDTA on there topically. They have EDTA topical creams. I would be adding it to that every day. This is cellulitis. Looks horrific and painful. a liver cleanse would be my number one thing. And then I'd want to do a parasite test kit to find out, is there any bacteria, yeast, or bacteria or parasites causing circular insufficiency, cardiovascular insufficiency, to reverse cellulitis. It's very common in diabetics, obese people. If any of you have these conditions, you need to read the books, The Obesity Code and The Diabetes Code, to help you reverse these scenarios. Now, these are hemangiomas in children. I actually don't know what causes these, but I just wanted to show them. This is measles. Measles is a reaction to the measles vaccine, just so you know. So don't give them to your kids. Measles does not kill any children on earth, so don't be afraid of it. Here's a couple others. I just only have a few minutes, or about a minute left, so I want to run through these. This is impetigo, dermatomyositis, and I'll speak on all these here in just a second. These three, impetigo, measles, and dermatomyositis, I would do the same thing. Parasite test kit, parasite treatment, get the biopurity product, take that every day. If this is really systemic, I would always recommend a liver detox on top of it, same time. Shingles. There's a super easy cure for shingles, everybody. You can go buy Standard Processes calcium lactate tablets, crush them into a fine powder, mix them with a little bit of cold water, filtered water, make it into a toothpaste consistency, put it on the rash twice a day, leave it on for 2 hours, and then rinse. I'm not joking. Twice a day, rinse it off after 2 hours. Then 48 hours, I haven't seen a single shingles not be cured and taken care of within 48 hours. I don't care how systemic, how broad it is covering the body. It is miraculous. And yes, I've done it with my own wife, and I've done it with really sick people who have treated for cancer, put on prednisone, broke out with shingles all over their body for months, took 2 days. Their whole life was wrecked for months. 2 days of mixing calcium lactate in a powder, crush up the tablets, mix it with water, apply it to the skin, do that twice a day, 2 hours, leave it on, then rinse it off. Well, after the first application, you're going to see these miraculous results. It's phenomenal. And then seborrheic keratosis. This for sure is something I would absolutely recommend a liver detox cleanse for. Do a parasite stool test also. I would do the parasites test right before I start the liver cleanse. And I would do the liver cleanse and the parasite treatments all on top, because the parasite test kits are going to treat bacteria, yeast, and fungus. Sorry, bacteria, yeast, and the parasites. So please just know, anybody living with skin conditions, you've got to get on an anti-candida diet, reducing the sugar intake inside of your body, and then make sure you're looking to see what's the major cause underlying it. Glyphosate's a big problem for the skin. All venoms are problems for the skin. Get off of all venom-laced drugs, including Ozempic and Wegovy for diabetes and weight loss. You will develop skin cancers and skin conditions as a result, guaranteed. I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is the Dr. Artis Show. I love you, and with all the gratitude I have, bless you with an amazing week coming up. God bless.